Issues Etc. is listener-supported. That means we rely on you for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Hi, this is Todd Wilkin. Please consider making a tax-deductible gift to Issues Etc. today. You can donate online, issuesetc.org, or by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio and send it to LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Thanks for your support.
If you call, I will answer. If you fall, I'll pick you up.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. It's Friday afternoon, September the 28th. Here at the end of the week, we often like to respond to your comments, your questions, your comments, your criticism, your show suggestions, your additions to things you've been listening to here on Issues Etc. From the Issues Etc. listener comment line. It's a number that we leave open for our listeners 24/7, and they are very kind to avail themselves of that opportunity with all sorts of comments that they like to make. And as we can, we respond to it. 618-223-8382. If you got something you want to add, something that you have to get off your chest, something that you want to ask about that we didn't ask about, something we forgot to ask about, this is the place for those questions, comments, criticisms, and show suggestions. The Issues Etc. A listener comment line, 618-223-8382, 618-223-8382. And we begin with a comment about Mormonism and Christianity.
This is Mike in Illinois. Regarding the interview with Dr. Montgomery and the lead with Joel Osteen saying that Mormonism is close enough to Christianity, whenever I hear someone say that, I cringe. To me, that's like someone saying that beef stew is a vegetarian dish because it has potatoes and carrots and celery. If anyone would say that, or anyone who would say that, is not really familiar with what it means to be a vegetarian. The beef stock has so permeated the vegetables as to render them inedible to a vegetarian. Likewise, anyone who says that Mormonism is just like or close enough to Christianity isn't really familiar with Christianity. The false teachings of Mormonism so permeate any similarities as to render them unhelpful parallels, to say the least. I really enjoy your show. Thank you very much for everything you do.
Well, as we often say, smartest listeners in radio, it's quite true that what is problematic about Mormonism isn't just this doctrine as opposed to its Christian counterpart, or that doctrine as opposed to its Christian counterpart. You can certainly evaluate Mormonism that way, and we've done it dozens of times here on Issues Etc., doctrine for doctrine, teaching for teaching. And when you do that, what do you see? You see time and time and time again on virtually every point of teaching, every point of doctrine, there is no comparison between Orthodox Christianity and Mormonism. They differ so radically as to be not only easily distinguished from one another, which apparently Joel Osteen has a hard time doing, and many have a hard time doing. They differ so radically from one another that you walk away after only reviewing a couple doctrines, like who is God? Is God three persons in one God? That is God Trinity or is he not? Christianity says yes. Mormonism says no. Who's Jesus? Is he the eternally begotten Son of God? God the Father? Well, Christianity says yes. Mormonism says no. What did Jesus come to do? Did he come to pay the full price for all of our sins completely and secure salvation for us totally by grace? Christianity says yes. Mormonism says no. You only compare those basic teachings and you see that they're not the same thing. But, and I think this is where the listener is quite right, but you can do it a different way too. And I think that's often very helpful because people are ignorant of Christianity or they're ignorant of what Mormonism really teaches. But there is a pervasive difference between the two, not just doctrine for doctrine and teaching for teaching. They are two different religions. One is a religion that has God entering into our creation, into this creation of his, and becoming man to redeem sinful mankind. Totally out of his love, as we say, grace alone, and giving this salvation to man as a totally free gift through Jesus Christ's death and resurrection. And the other is a religion where a Jesus, who is a son of a God who used to be man, may come to this world. He may die on a cross and rise again, but not for the salvation of the world, but to give you an opportunity to do what he did, which is reach godhood yourself. Now, you see, those two things, those comparisons may be grounded in the individual teachings. Those are two different religions, two completely different religions. It's a pervasive difference. And it's one that works not only for Christianity and Mormonism, but Christianity and every other world religion, too.
Well, it's Andy from Kirkwood, and you guys are making me a terrible sinner. At first, I was coveting the Issues T-shirt, but you've since taken care of that. Now I'm coveting this multi-volume hymn set, and there's no way I can win that because I'm not on Facebook, but I'm still coveting. So lay off, will you?
Sorry, Andy, I didn't mean to cause you any consternation there. He's talking first about the I Have Issues T-shirt, which is something that we offer to our listeners for only two reasons. One, they have to stop by the studio here in Collinsville, Illinois, and visit us, and invariably they will get an I Have Issues T-shirt, unless you're such a frequent visitor here that we don't want to fill your closet with them. But one per visit is nice enough. And the other way is to play Issues, Etc. soundbite of the week with us on a Friday where we're playing that game, and you get a chance to win the I Have Issues T-shirt along with the rest of the LPR bundle package. And the other thing he's talking about is this four CD set of 45 hymns called, what is it called? Heirs of the Reformation, that we're giving away to people who are helping us promote, our listeners who are helping us promote Lutheran Public Radio and liking the Lutheran Public Radio Sacred Music for the World Facebook page. Now, all you got to do, and by the way, the deadline is this coming Monday, October 1st. All you got to do is like our Facebook fan page. That's facebook.com, LutheranPublicRadio.org. And then you share that with your friends on Facebook. So you just say, hey, I like LutheranPublicRadio.org in a post that you share with your friends. Then all you got to do is send the post and the number of friends that you shared it with to us. We have a special email address just for this contest, contest@issuesetc.org, contest@issuesetc.org. And then on Monday, we will pick two listeners who participated in the contest, one who had the best Facebook post promoting LutheranPublicRadio.org, and the other who shared it with the most friends, and both of them will get this four CD set, Heirs of the Reformation, that contains 45 hymns of the Reformation. We're going to choose those winners on the 1st of October. That's what he's talking about. Here's some thoughts from what Dr. John Warwick Montgomery had to say recently on Monday's show this week about not being able to vote for Governor Mitt Romney.
This is Paul in Milwaukee responding to Dr. Montgomery's thoughts on the upcoming presidential election, perhaps the most important of all elections, which is outcome arguably will greatly affect Christian proclamation and belief. He should be on again for a whole show on the election while listener voters can still cast aside willful ignorance and make up their mind. Dr. Montgomery probably is God's instrument, defended true Lutheranism and thus Christianity more effectively 40 years ago and more than most could do in a lifetime. To him, his selection of a Congress as well as a president, both who influence courts, important. As he considered that one party is divided on market economy and the role of government and social concerns, and that the other party is a monolith for high degrees of socialism not compatible with Christianity, federally run social welfare, which cannot be squared with the apostles, if any would not work, neither should he eat, or Luther's idea of vocation. As to the party leaders, one versus the other, look at their track record. Granted that one adheres to a certifiable cult. Has that affected his service in a large business or as governor of a distinctly left-leaning socialist/big central government state? As to his opponent, is he a Christian indeed? Education by relatives and other associates such as Frank Marshall Davis of the non-Christian left, an admitted searcher for Marxist professors and their teachings, Marx, a Lutheran apostate, Jeremiah Wright, a domestic Rivera, redistributionist facilitator out of government, supporter of abortion, and administrative coercer into sin of Christian hospitals in government. Is the opponent on the Cloward-Cliven plan also of New York, Dr. M? That's CLOWARD/PIVEN. If that plan is implemented, How Will Christianity in America Fare? Thanks for listening.
Well, we've gotten a lot of response to Dr. Montgomery's. It was actually an offhand comment that he made in the course of talking about Mormonism recently on the program, where he said, for himself, speaking for himself, he could not vote for Mitt Romney because he believes that, not because he doesn't agree with Romney's policies, and not that he doesn't disagree adamantly with President Obama's policies, but because he says it goes to judgment. Someone who would believe, sincerely believe the details of what Mormons believe, he says it just has to affect their judgment in other ways. And he was speaking for himself. We've had a lot of listeners respond. Now, I don't know about the economy. I'm not an economist. And I don't think either of the people running for president are either. We don't generally elect economists to be our presidents. But I think we do have to stop and seriously at least ask the question. And I think Dr. Montgomery does well to raise it for us. Regardless of how you're going to vote one way or the other, that's your conscience. We do need to stop and ask the question, does what someone believes in matters of religion tell us something about their judgment? Is there somehow a way to compartmentalize what someone believes in matters of religion from what someone believes and does and thinks in all other matters? Is there? Now, see, the new atheists say there is, or there should be. They say that you should be able to be a mass-going Catholic and then completely disconnect yourself from it when you go into the Senate chamber to vote on issues like abortion, and they have no problem with that. Of course, the logical end of the new atheists' idea of compartmentalizing religion from how you conduct your everyday business, especially when you're a lawmaker or an executive, is that, well, if they're right, then only people who have no religious convictions should hold public office. And we don't want that either. We need to stop and ask that question. I think Dr. Montgomery does well to raise it. Does what someone believes religiously have any bearing upon their judgment in other matters? And I think it does. We'll be right back. If this all confuses you, tell me why. Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues Etc. 300. Messiah Lutheran, Seattle, Washington. Grace Lutheran, McPherson, Kansas. St. Paul's Lutheran, Bridgeport, Nebraska. Our Savior Lutheran, Raleigh, North Carolina. St. Paul Lutheran, Hancock, Maryland. Messiah Lutheran, Keller, Texas. St. John's Lutheran, Maple Grove, Minnesota. Grace Lutheran, Parker, Colorado. And Our Redeemer Lutheran, Harrington, Kansas. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget. Go to our website, issuesetc.org, and click support. When your congregation joins the Issues Etc. 300, we'll advertise your congregation on the radio, at our website, and in the Issues Etc. journal. issuesetc.org, click support. The Issues Etc. 300.
Listen to what you want, when you want. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Does your church need a backup organist? The virtual organist service from Church Music Solutions is the next best thing to an on-site organist. Send us your musical choices, including liturgy and hymns. We'll assemble your service and send it to an iPad that controls your church's organ on Sunday. The result is genuine organ leadership on your instrument with your selections when you need it. See our videos on YouTube or visit our website at churchmusicsolutions.com.
How can we fill the 400-year gap between the Old and New Testaments? The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for September is the Apocrypha, the Lutheran edition with notes. You can find out more about this new resource at issuesetc.org, or you can purchase the Apocrypha by calling Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for September, the Apocrypha, the Lutheran edition with study notes.